Welcome to another installment of New Books in Poetry's month-long celebration of the chapbook, Chapbookapalooza. I am your host, Jen Fitzgerald. Amanda Deutsch is a poet, artist, and a native New Yorker. Her work has been featured in The Rumpus, 92nd Y, Words We Live In, Revolver, KBOO Radio, Denver Quarterly, Manhattanville Review, and Barrow Street, among others. She is the author of 6 chapbooks, including Pull Yourself Together, Dancing Girl Press 2016, and Fit to Print, Harsimus Press 2015, a chapbook anthology of 3 artists, Barbara Henry, Rosera Pell, and Amanda Deutsch. Her work has been nominated for a Pushcart Prize, and she has been awarded fellowships and residencies from Footpaths to Creativity in Flores, Azores, the Betsy Writers Room, Miami, Florida, Poets and Writers, and the New York Foundation for the Arts. Deutsch lives in Brooklyn, where she is the director of Parachute Literary Arts. Welcome, Amanda.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for having me.
So something listeners will need to know as we discuss this book is that it centers around the work of a single actress, Gina Rowlands. What is it about this actress that drew you in?
Well, Gina Rowlands herself is very captivating and enigmatic on screen. But in addition, I got very into watching John Cassavetes films. I'm a big film watcher, and this was, like 10 to 12 years ago when we still had videotapes and DVDs. So I rented all of the John Cassavetes movies and particularly paid attention to the ones with Gina Rowlands in them. And basically what happened is I found myself getting very emotional or angry at the way her characters in the films were portrayed and treated. And I do think that's an intention of John Cassavetes, is to elicit a response from the audience member or the viewer as to how her characters are treated. But nevertheless, it affected me, and I found myself writing poems late at night to her and to the movies themselves, and that's how it went down.
Okay, so let's hear one of the poems. Would you please read the title poem, Pull Yourself Together?
Pull yourself together. Drinking whiskey at 4:30 in the morning, you get lonely. It has nothing to do with being a woman. In your heavy blue peacoat, massacred eyes, you touch your palm to its palm reflection, quietly. I seem to have lost the reality of the reality. I dream funny dreams, too. Nobody's yelling at you. Well, they are yelling at you. To pull yourself together. You say it's raining out there. My feet are chunks of ice. Drunk, smashing against walls of yourself, seeing ghosts, you want to be loved. You're a nervous, hysterical wreck, taking lots of taxicabs at strange hours, looking for truth, a deeper reality. And no one's listening but the doorman, the chambermaid, and the taxicab driver.
Thank you. I noticed that many of these poems have timestamps that show you up and working in the early morning hours. Is this the time when you find yourself most creative?
Yes, it definitely is one of the times I find myself most creative. I also, in the days when these poems were written, I was up a lot watching movies and drinking wine while watching the movies. And so I often composed a draft of these poems after watching the movie, which ended up being kind of late at night or early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And how many drafts do you normally take a poem through before you consider it ready?
It depends. For these, definitely a couple, but some of them are pretty direct, and mm-hmm. It's usually the first or second draft. I'd say these are first or second drafts.
Okay. Let's hear the last poem. Would you please read, You Say You Quit Smoking 2 Years Ago?
You say you quit smoking 2 years ago. Read the encyclopedia to your children standing on Hollywood Boulevard, wearing a miniskirt and sweater set, in midday traffic while the cameras roll. I am sure of it. You are your own bazaar. So not La La Land, yet you live in L.A. A primal subway of a woman. Urban, desert, wilderness. Cigarettes have been the prop of every one of your characters. Gestures of the hand are more appealing, with smoke curling around them. You say so. You say, don't mention it, or I'll start again. Betty Davis taught you that when she played your mother. smoke makes everything look great on camera. The face softens in the haze.
Thank you. So what are you working on now?
Currently, I'm working on a series of poems for a chapbook collection about Coney Island and my family. And it will probably be a larger collection than a chapbook, but initially it's going to be a chapbook published by Least Weasel Press.
Cool. Very cool. Is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners about Parachute Literary Arts?
Oh, sure. Thanks for asking. I'm the director and founder of Parachute Literary Arts here in Coney Island, where I'm talking to you from right now. And Parachute celebrates the literature and the voices of Coney Island. And we have a lot of things planned for 2017 and an event coming up in a few weeks. And lots of cool things on the horizon.
And where can they go if they want to find out more information?
For Parachute, www.parachutearts.org. That's Parachute, ARTS.org. And for information about my work, they can go to www.amandadeutsch.com. AmandaDeutsch.com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your work and being part of our chapbook festival.
Thanks for asking, Jen. It's delightful, and I'm so glad you asked. I love talking to you.
It was great talking to you, too. This has been Jen Fitzgerald with New Books in Poetry, reminding you to support all the arts, but especially poetry.